In Iraq, the American military says Iran is supplying militias with what are called explosively formed projectiles, EFPs. The Washington Post reports today that attacks involving these weapons hit a record high last month. Earlier, I talked with Major General William Caldwell. He's chief spokesman for the multinational force in Iraq.
We do know that they're manufactured and made in Iran and then smuggled into Iraq and utilized here, obviously, against us. We know that they're predominantly a weapon of choice of the Shia militants, not of Sunni militants. And so we do get real concerned. It had been down for about 2 or 3 months, but there was a real surge last month.
These things, I was surprised to read, they're only about as big as a coffee can. How could something that small punch through the side of something like an Abrams tank? I mean, that's the toughest vehicle we've got, isn't it?
It is, and it's the way they're made and the way they're are formed as this cylindrical piece in the front is shot out of the can. It moves with such incredible velocity, and it does, as we know, penetrate any known armor out there right now.
And you're confident that these things are made in Iran because they're technically sophisticated enough that you couldn't just make one down on some street corner. They're actually sophisticated weapons.
Yeah, and we have seen rudimentary attempts to model and make those type of explosives here in Iraq. And obviously they're not at all lethal because it takes very precision machinery tooling to make one of these, especially the head, the way it's put into the can, the dimensions of it, the thickness. So there's a lot without, you know, obviously we wouldn't want to divulge all the specifics of it, but we've studied it very carefully. But they do, in fact, have to be finely machined and tooled. So they require some real precision work.
Is there a way for your forces to confront Iran over this or the elements of the Iranian government that are supporting the insurgency with these weapons?
You know, we, through diplomatic channels, have been working that very diligently with the government of Iraq, asking them to engage with and talk to their neighbor, the Iranians, to do what they could to stop that from occurring on their side of the border and then being smuggled across to this side. And, of course, within country here, we go very aggressively after any element we find, any kind of insurgent element or extremist element that's associated with, you know, EFPs, these explosively formed projectiles, because of the lethality that they bring against our troops.
On another subject, General Caldwell, what is the U.S. force level in Iraq now?
Within Iraq itself, we're right at about 146,000 U.S. military forces. And then within the coalition, right at about 158,000.
Do you have a projected number for top American force levels at the peak of the surge?
When all the reinforcing elements are here in country, that sometime during the summer, we will probably be up right at about 165,000 U.S. military forces, perhaps near 170,000, depending on the rotation schedules when units are coming in and out, but U.S. military here in Iraq.
You know, there's another bill introduced in the Senate just today to deauthorize the war starting in October. How does the political debate and division in this country affect people there, Americans?
You know, it's interesting. I would say that the effect is far greater on the Iraqi people than it is on the American service men and women over here. When you engage with our Iraqi counterparts, you can pick up and sense from them, they do get concerned. No matter how much we reassure them, they hear the debate and they listen to it. But as far as those of us who are serving here on behalf of our country, we continue driving on and doing the mission.
Major General William Caldwell, Chief American Military Spokesman in Iraq. General Caldwell, thank you.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.